Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Huckleberry Hearts by Jennifer Beckstrand. Narrated by C.S.E. Cooney. Chapter 1. Anna Helmuth glanced up from her knitting long enough to study the top of Dr. Reynolds's head. "Doctor, I can see your whole head from up here, and I'm happy to say that you haven't got any bald spots." "That's good news," the doctor replied. "My maternal grandfather was as bald as a cue ball." Anna sat on the exam table with one shoe off and one shoe on, knitting a baby blanket for the newest arrival in the Helmuth family, a baby daughter to her grandson Aiden and his wife Lily. Anna's husband Felty sat next to her with a gift box in his lap. The young, handsome doctor with the slightly crooked nose perched on his rolling padded stool, carefully examining the bottom of Anna's foot, and that was why she had such a good view of the top of his head. He worked his thumbs around the edges of the black spot the size of a quarter on the pad of her foot. She squirmed and tried not to drop a stitch while he poked at her. "Sorry, Mrs. Helmuth," the doctor said, applying firmer pressure so as not to make Anna jump out of her skin. "Call me Anna. We Amish don't go by Mr. and Mrs." One side of the doctor's mouth curled upward even as his eyes danced with good-natured humor. "Sorry, Anna." His smile was one of the reasons Anna was considering him as a match for her granddaughter. Cassie needed a pleasant young man who would make her laugh and wasn't afraid to be laughed at. He had good teeth and a full head of hair, which made it more likely that Cassie would take a second look. And although Cassie wasn't Amish anymore, she needed a godly husband more than anything else.